Okay, today is Daf Yud Gimel. We are on Daf Yud Gimel, a brand new perek, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ul Nishmas David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. Today is also the yahrzeit of Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he was not zocheh to have children, so we are all his children, and we're on Ul Nishmas Yehuda Meir Ben Yaakov Shimshon. Shama Shavan Aliyah. Okay, here we go. Kol Hayad. Any hand, hamarbe livdok, that does more bedikos, binashim, when it comes to by women, mishubachas, that's a good thing. That's praiseworthy, says Rashi. Shemitoch kach, because of this, because of doing extra bedikos, lo asal de safek tumu baila. Don't be any safek tuma, no safek with the husband. Lo asal de isura, don't be any averis. No averis, perfect, beautiful. Okay. However,
So
the Shulchan Aruch says that this is only true, the Rashba says this, that this is only true when it's not Samach L'Tashmash. When it's not Samach L'Tashmash, that's when it's, this is true. When Samach L'Tashmash, you're right, it's going to be a turn off. That's what the Shulchan Aruch intended that. What? Exactly. Uba'anashim, when it comes to men, checking themselves and touching themselves, tiktos, hands should be cut off. Okay. Your hands should be cut off. I'll read it again. Tiktos. Rashi says, shemischamim, because you get yourself heated up, umargish, and you feel, kishemishtamish ba'ama, when you touch your private parts, umotzi shichvat zera levatala, and you will come to be motzi zera levatala. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? It's a big avera. What does it say that? What does it say it's a big avera? It's at least a four-way machlokas. So we have over here at least a four-way machlokas. One second, we'll get to that. Tosfos in Sanhedrin doesn't say that. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says it's included in the mitzvah of puruvu. It's like the negative of puruvu. You do that, you're being mevatel puruvu. That's what Tosfos says. The Smak says it's learned out of Losinof. Losinof means don't have adultery, officially. But he learns out, the Gemara is actually going to say on the beach, that you shouldn't do Niyof, Bein Biyad, Bein Beregel. How you do that with Beregel, I don't know. But Bein Biyad, Bein Beregel. That's number two. The Kriya Sefer says that the Makar is from Aaron owning. That they did that and they were killed. So you see you shouldn't do that. The Bach says it's an Isser of Vineshmartam Mikol Davara. As the Gemara says in other places, right? If you think about things like that by day, it's going to lead to that at night. And the Aruch Lener says it's under the rubric of Baltashchis. And there are more shittos than that. It's just basic overview. We don't have time to go into all that in detail because it's a very long daf. Anyway, that's that. Now, says the Gemara, Maishna Nashim, Maishna Nashim. What's the difference between men and women? So Nashim, Delabinos, Hargoshaninu, Nashim, where the issue doesn't apply, they're not Benos Hargosha, they don't have any Hargosha, that's not Meshubachas, it's a good thing to do more Batikas, the more the merrier. Anashim, but men, the B'nai Hargosha Ninu, Tiktots, should be hand should be cut off. Ihachi, my area, Marbe. Then why does it mean the more the merrier? What do you mean, Marbe? Kilo Marbe Nami, then even one time a man shouldn't do it. Much as you're right, Kik Tani Marbe, Anashim, that was wrong on the women. And a Chanami, a man can't do it, even, can't check himself at all, not a lot, can't check himself at all, because it could lead to that. Tanya, Tana, Vedavar Murim, that's only true in Shechva Zera. It's only true regarding Shechva Zera. Alval Inyan Zov, when it comes to a Zov, then Afu Mishubach Kinashim. That's even, then a man should check himself good, just like a woman. What does that mean? What's a Zov? So Rashi says over here, Shiyotza Zov Mimenu, Zov comes out of his body, from the same place where semen comes out. Verotza Livdok, he wants to check himself, Kedei Limnos Riyosef, to count his Riyas. Because a man also has to count Riyas. Shtayim, Lutuma, twice for Tuma, Shalosh Lekarban. If he has three Riyas, two Riyas, he has to turn for 7 days, a man. Three Riyas, he has to bring a carbon. Zov, listen to this. Doma lemi betzek shel seorim. It's compared to maybe the color or the consistency, like the liquidy dough of barley, whatever that is. Uba mi basar hameith. And it comes from a dead aver. Not an aroused aver. Shechva Zera, just the opposite. Bavi Basar Chai comes from a live Eiver. The Kishura, Kiluban Beitza, and it looks like the white of an egg, Sheino Muzeris, which is not what?
Cooked or fried.
Cooked or fried or beaten or something like that. Yeah. So two different things. What Zov is, but I don't think we have any idea today what that is. Right. Anyway, Vafil in Shechva Zera, in Balidbok Bitsur or Becheres, Bodek. If you want to use some kind of a. Yeah. They do? No. If you want to check yourself, Gesundheit, if you want to check yourself with some kind of rock or some kind of piece of cheres, then you can check yourself with a rock or a piece of cheres. That's okay. Because that's not going to lead to anything, because that's not so comfortable. Umatla's law, you can't use a cloth. I have a tanya, bodek, adzab, umatlas. You can use a cloth. Ubachal davar shirot, so anything you want. Kedamar abaya, like abaya said, no, matla ava, only with thick cloth. Hachanami matla's ava, a thick cloth. Where did abaya say that? When did Abaye say that? On the following. Ditnan, there's a mission like this. If somebody's eating truma, and he feels that he's about to eject seed, right? He feels it in his body. He should grab onto his private part to prevent it from coming out, and swallow the truma right away. Says Rashi,
swallow it.
Ochez ba'ama, shlo yotze azera, so the zera shouldn't come out, ad sheyivla etza truma b'shev pepiv, until you swallow the truma that's in your mouth. You're chewing, you should swallow it. Why? The tana come on, because we're going to prepare goats and dofen, hazav u'bal keri, them ein mitamin ad shteitze tumasin lachutz. They're not tame till it actually comes out. So save the truma from being tame, save yourself from becoming tame, and swallow the truma first. Now, ochez, that's the advice. Hold on to it. For Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol ochez ba'ama umashin. If somebody holds on to his arm when he goes to the bathroom, ki'ilu mevi mabul olam. It's as if he destroyed the world. He's brought a mabul to the world. So what do you mean ochez? So Amar Baya matlazava. No, I meant ochez. I meant with a cloth. So that doesn't arouse you, and it's not going to make it come out. Now, I to be honest with you, I don't understand what the Gemara is going to say next. That's Abaye's answer. How could you do that? Use a thick cloth, which doesn't give you any nice feeling. So then, it's not a problem. Rava Amar, I feel tame about lezraka. You can even use a soft cloth. Kivan de akar, since it already moved. In other words, the zera is about to come out. It's too late. What does he mean exactly by this? But it didn't come out yet. So it's going to come out. You can't stop it. So therefore, what you might as well. The Abaya, what?
It's slowing down to get the
right, but it's going to come out anyway. But it didn't come out yet, so I don't understand. Yeah. Why
the oven before it comes out?
No, he's saying that you can use a soft cloth because it's going to come out anyway. You're not arousing yourself any more than you already are, so therefore you might as well do it. You might as well make yourself comfortable. That's what he's saying, right? Now, what's wrong with that advice? The Abaya, Chayesh, he's suspicious. Dilma Asi La Asufi. Maybe more will come out. That's a problem, right? V'rava lo chayish dil ma'asi la'sufei. He's a choshish for v'rava lo chayish dil ma'asi la'sufei. He's a choshish for that. V'lo, he's a choshish for that. V'tanya halama zed doma. What is this compared like? No saying etzba ba'ayin. It's like someone pokes a finger in somebody's eye. Calls mancha etzba ba'ayin. As long as the finger's in the eye, ayin midamas. The eye is tearing, right? V'chozeres umidamas and continues to tear. Just like. Right, just like you, if you warm yourself, you have the ability to have more semen come out. So therefore, says Abaya, don't use a soft cloth; it can make it worse. Rav is not choshish for that. Rava kalachamume v'hadachamume b'shaita lo shchiach. No, it's not shchiach. After you came out, if it came out, more is going to come out. And what are they arguing about?
Some kind of thing.
Like what? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure what all that meant. Now let's get back to talk about that. So Gufa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol ochez ba'am umashin ki'il mevi ma'abul olam. Anybody who holds himself when he goes to the bathroom, you bring destruction on the world. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer, v'lo nitzotzos nitazin al raglav v'nira kikur shavcha. But if you're not able to hold yourself, then maybe you'll have drops of urine on your shoes. And people will think, that guy walking with urine on his shoes. It must be he can't go to the bathroom properly. If he can't go to the bathroom properly, he can't have children. So what are those kids running around in that house? Those must not be his kids. Right? Right? That's what's going to happen. V'nimza, moti laz al banav shehein mamzerim. It's going to be a shayla that people are going to think that his children are mamzerim. His wife was with some other man because he can't have children, this guy. Well, I seen when I went to the bathroom what he looks like. I seen that. So Amalehan, listen to what the answer is. Mutav shiyotzi laz al banav shehein mamzerim. It's better to think, better to walk around and people are thinking those kids are not yours. Don't make and don't and Hashem should and you should do something wrong.
What happened to Don Lakov's
chutz? What?
Yeah.
What happened to that? Another look at your shoes when you go to the bed.
Different mezatla.
I'm not saying that Don Lakov's chutz doesn't. What I would say is that people are not Don Lakov's chutz. That's the it's a right in a perfect world this wouldn't be an issue. Tanya Yidach, another brisa says no. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't so stark. Amalehen Rabbi Eliezer lechachamim. Well, you have a way out that people aren't going to think that your kids are mamzerim. First of all, efshi yamod adam makom gavoa v'yashin. You can go in a high place and go to the bathroom where it won't fall, it won't spill on your feet, on your shoes, or yashin ba'afar tichoach. Or you can go to the bathroom in soft earth where again it won't spill it splash on your feet. And then you don't have to make yourself look like you're an evil person and hold yourself over there where you shouldn't do that. So the Gemara says, "Hi, Amalahu Bereisha." Which one of these two members was said first? First, he said, "Be a Rasha. Don't. I don't care. Don't do what you got to do. You can't be a Rasha." Then he said, "I have an answer. You know what? You can go to the bathroom like this, and then you don't have to worry about people thinking that your kids are mamzerim." So which one of those two was said first? He has two answers. So, Elam Kamaisa, if the first one was said first, the first one was a very hard, very, 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 very stark answer. The answer was, too bad. Right? Then the other answer was, well, I have some outs for you. So which one came first? So, Elam Kamaisa, the one was too bad. So, Amaluhu Bereisha, first he said too bad, then Basar to Amaluhu Isura had to Amaluhu Takanta. First he said, it's Asura, I don't care, too bad. Then he gave advice? That doesn't make any sense. First, he said, listen, nothing you can do about it, too bad. Oh, by the way, I have some advice for you. It doesn't make any sense. Ella, ha amaluhu bereisha. First, he said, I have some advice for you. Have a way, don't get, let's not get so crazy. No one, not everyone's going to think your kids are mamzerim, because you have a way out, simple way out. Go to the bathroom in these kinds of places. Vamulei, ain't lo makam gavav avtichuch ma'ayim. What if you don't have those places? Not everyone can go to the bathroom on a cliff. Not everyone can do that. So if you don't have those places, then what do you do? Then he said, Amalehen, then he said, what can I tell you? Too bad. Mutav, Shiyotzi, Laz, Albanav, V'aliyasa, Azna, Rasha, Sha'achas, Afneh, Makom. It's better to have your people think that your kids are mamzerim rather than make a sin. Okay?
So isn't everyone in the same category?
What?
You don't hold your...
Yeah, everyone's mamzerim.
I mean, we
don't
want to be from the same place, most of us. And things happen, so...
Yeah.
So wasn't the Mabel brought to the world because of Chamas and not because of...
Two reasons. Chamas and also...
Two reasons. Because of Chamas.
What?
It was Nizardin because
right.
Of Chamas. Also
yes. For Kol Kach Lama, why are we being so machmir about going to the bathroom? What's the big issue? The issue is, B'nei Shemotzi Shechvatz Zera Levatala. Because of that reason. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Motzi Shechvatz Zera Levatala, Chayev Misa. Chayev Misa. So... why Yechayev Misa? So the Marsha says, because it's killing potential life. Not killing life, it's wasting potential life. So, Shenemar, like it says, the Yiru Be'ene Hashem, Asher Asa, V'yamaz Gamoso. That's by Aaron Onan. Right, that's by Aaron Onan. He also died, right? You should just know that the Rambam leaves out in his work that Yechayev Misa for this. He leaves it out. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Ami, Amri, Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. It's as if you spilled blood. Says the Pnei Yoshua, it's just an exaggeration. You're not Chayiv Misa. It's not like as if you spilled blood. You didn't kill anybody. And it's not Harg Vayavar. It's not Harg Vayavar because it's not one of the big, it's not murder. It's like, you know, it's serious. But it's not like that. It's not, here he just. Lo Amr Chachamim Ken El Lahafli B'Chomer Issa. They just said it to exaggerate, not to emphasize the stringency. Abavada ain't a kavana sharizu rechitza mamish. We're betzicha mamish. It's not mamish rechitza, right? The ain't a avera zubachal harg vayavar. It's not in the category of harg vayavar. This shenemar like it says hanachamim ba'elim tachas kolis ranon shochte hayoladim benachalim tachas ife haslam altik vishochte elasochte, which means to squeeze. So it's like a reference to the zera coming out, squeezed out. And it is a very serious avera. Ravasi Amar Kilo Oved Avodah Kochavim. It's as if you worship the idols. Ksiv Hacha Tachas Kol Eitz Ranon. Ksiv Hasam, and it says somewhere else, Al Haharim Haramim V'Tachas Kol Eitz Ranon. Okay, it's like a Zeir Shava. It's a same similar words. It's an idea. It's very bad. It's like murder. It's like Avodah Zara. It's very bad. Rav Yehuda Rav Shmuel. Okay. That's right.
So why is what's the problem holding it during you while you're...
Maybe afterwards? Okay. Rav Yehuda... So you know everyone knows, there's a Zohar that says that... There's a Zohar that says that you can't do tshuva for this avera. But that Zohar is like the downfall of a lot of teenagers because they think that they can't do tshuva. Now, the Zohar does say it. It needs a hezber. There's no such thing, you can't do tshuva. It's not such
for this thing, for this avera.
It's not such thing. You can't do tshuva. No such thing. I have a sefer at home, and he has a piece on this avera, and he talks about how this is the midah of Yisod, right? Yosef Atzadik, he withstood Paro's Potiphar's wife. It's all kabbalistic. A lot of it's kabbalistic, but this is not kabbalistic. He says unbelievable vart. It's a 10-page piece. I learned it with my son. It was not easy learning that with my son, to be honest with you. It was not easy, but I felt it was important. And I think every father should learn with their son. And he says that this issue and emuna are the only two things you can do in Judaism, and no one knows where you're holding. Which I thought was very interesting. You could quibble on the detail about that, but it's generally true. Right? Generally, right? Someone doesn't come to shul, you know about it. Here, no one knows what you're doing. No one knows where anyone else is holding in this and in emuna. No one knows. It's only between you and God. That was a little bit of a chizuk that you have the ability to control your own destiny. You know, it was very positive. It was 10 pages. It took a long time. It took a few hours to learn through it with him. I did it once. Did not want to do that again. I have another son coming up. I got to do it again with him.
Can you have a word?
What?
Does it address the shuva aspect?
No. No. Others have addressed it. More of the Hasidic Shasarim have addressed it. The Breslover has a lot of Torah on this, like an unusual amount. But
we say it only before Yom Kippur. We say
That's just in passing. You say it in passing.
That's the whole thing we say.
That's the whole. When it says Tefillah Zakeh, it says women can leave this out. The women's Tefillah Zakeh is very tiny. What? No, in the Tefillah Zakeh it says women don't say this. Women don't say this. Women don't say this. And there's nothing to say.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah. Rav Yehuda Ushmuel have a kaime a igra
to be commit. That answer the question of Shuba.
It doesn't. It needs a hezber. It's a very long hezber. Why the Zohar said it, so what he meant by that.
Feels like I might actually give you your answer.
Right. Maybe he meant that it's very serious and that, you know, it's a hard tshuva, and maybe he meant that. You know, a lot of answers what he meant. It's hard to say that, hard to believe that you can do something and you can't do tshuva. Right now, there are things that you do that you can't take back. For example, the Gemara says, if you miss Zan Kriya Shema, it's something crooked that you can't make straight. Now, you can do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? Tomorrow, don't miss Zan Kriya Shema. But the fact that you missed it, that you can't take back.
That's an
essay. Right. Don't kill somebody. So you killed somebody. So you can't take the guy back. You can't bring him back. You can't revive him. Now, can you do tshuva on that? Sure you can. Sure you can. You can do tshuva on that. I can't bring him back. Okay, it's a hard tshuva. It's a very hard tshuva, right? Any los I say, I violate, I ate treif, so I can't uneat it. I can do tshuva, but for that, no. So why should this be any different, right? So maybe just to emphasize how serious it is, and people, you know, you could think it's not so serious. I don't know. It's a need to hezber. Okay. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel were on top of the roof of the shul of Shaf v'Yosef. That was the name of the shul, Shaf v'Yosef, b'Nahar Da, in the city of Nahar Da. Rashi says that the reason why it was called this name is because the stones of the shul were taken from the Beis HaMikdash, and they moved the stones to some of them anyway, maybe all of them, I don't know. And they moved it to Bavel, and they built a shul in Bavel with stones. It's a pretty cool shul with stones of the Beis HaMikdash, and they called it anyway. They're on the roof. Amar Lei Rav Yehuda L'Shmuel Tzarech Ani L'Hashin. I have to go to the bathroom. Amar Lei Shinana Ochez Va'Amascha. Grab onto your private part. V'Hashin L'Chutz. And go to the bathroom outside.
On the roof.
So Hechi Avad Hachi V'Atanya Rabbi Elazar Omer Kol Ochez Amashin Kilo Mei Bavel Olam. How could, kind of advice is that? You're not allowed to touch yourself. How could he tell him that? So there are seven answers to this question. Amar Abaya. Oseh, Amar Abaya, Oseh ki boloshes. He made himself like a soldier. Ditnan, what does that mean? Boloshes, shenichnas l'ir, when the soldiers come into the city, right? And they're not, you know, they're soldiers and they've just been in a battle and they're very, very, they're hungry, they're wild. So, bishas shalom, when it's peaceful times, they're just traveling through. Then chavios, pesuchos, asuros. Any open barrel of wine that you have, we assume that was asur. Why? Because they touched it. But stumos, mutaros. The closed ones are kosher. Why? They didn't open them. But b'shas mulchama, during the time of war, when they're much more agitated and much more on edge and much more wild, elev elev mutaros, they're both mutar. Why? Lefi, shem l'prei l'asich, they're not busy. They're not busy with getting drunk. They have a battle in the morning. Much different. Everything's mutter. They're not touching wine. They're not reveling. Alma, what do you see? Kiven de beisi lavasi lenasuche. Since they're busy, they're preoccupied. They're not touching your wine. Hachanam over here also. Kiven de beisi lavasi laha rure. Since you're afraid. You're afraid. What?
Was he afraid of?
Well, what is he afraid of? We'll get to that in a second. Since he's afraid. You're not going to have any hear her. You're not going to have any bad thoughts. It's okay. So, hachanami b'isusa ikka. Hachamai b'isusa ikka. What's he afraid of? Seven answers. Iboy sema b'isusa delayla v'de'igra. Number one, he's afraid of the night and or the roof. He's standing on top of a roof. And it's nighttime. So what's he afraid of? He's afraid he's going to fall off. So he's worried about thinking about improper thoughts and... That's not on his radar right now. Number two, Iboy Sema, Bisusa de Rabbi. His Rabbi was there. Number three, Iboy Sema, Bisusa de Shechina. The Shechina was there. It's a shul. Right? Iboy Sema, number four, Emsa de Mare Aleha. The master, Hashem. What's the difference between Hashem and the Shechina? What's the difference?
Hashem is everywhere.
So what's the difference between Hashem and the Shechina?
The Shechina was just in the shul.
Just in the shul? Shul, now it's Hashem also? The Kari Shmuel Allah ain't lo liyud isha. He told him that, you know, you're praiseworthy, like he's like you weren't even born. Like you didn't even, right? But you have such Yer Shemayim that even the Malachim are, you're like a Malach, you're not even like a person. So what does that mean exactly? The Shechina, the Hashem? Okay. Number five. Ibai Zema, Nashri Haiva. He was married. The Amar of Nachman. Im hayanashui mutter. If you're married, it's mutter. If you're married, you can go to the bathroom like a regular person. You can. Why? You're married. So you don't have that much taiva because you're already married. That's his answer. Tosfos says in the bottom, one second. A repair called Kisvei, the Kamar, the Karile Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I was Rebbe called Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Listen to this. Shalohi niach yado lamata me'avneto. He never put his hand below his belt, below his gartel. Never did that. Hainu Rebusei. He was married, Rebbe. So, that was a chumrah that he had on himself. That's not Meikar Adin. That was a chumrah that he had on himself, Rebbe. Right? He never put his hand below his... You say gartel, I say belt. He never put his hand below his belt. Right? That's a big mila. That's a big madrega. That's not required. If you're married, it's not required. So he was married. If you're married already, a little bit more meikal. V'boy Sam, answer number six. Kia orile, like we said, the Tani Abba Bereder of Binyamin Barachia, Aval Mitzayeh Bebeitzim Bilmata. You can go to the bathroom and you can touch yourself. If you do it in such a way, you're not going to arouse yourself with your Beitzim. So you can figure out some kind of way to do it. Number seven. Iboy Sam, Ki Urila, the Amri, the Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gevul, Yeshlo Beatara Lamata, it's mutter. From the crown and downward, it's mutter. Me'atar l'mayla aser. Again, you can maneuver it in such a way, where you're touching it in such a way, where it's not going to get aroused, and that's mutter.
Have you ever washed himself?
What?
Do you know the
halacha l'mayla aser? No. Amar Rav. Rav said, Hamakasha atzmo l'das. If somebody makes himself hard on purpose, yiye benidui. You should be in excommunication. Why? Says Rashi. Correct. Says Rashi. I shouldn't say anything. That's not. No, there is no Rashi. No, there is no Rashi. That's the standard pshat. That's what we're talking about in this daf. That's what we're talking about over here. And if you do that, you should be benidui, right? Velema aser. So just say aser. Let's say nidui. The answer is, tikamagari yetara anafshayu. Because you bring the yetara, you didn't have to do that. You brought the yetara in. The yetara wasn't bothering you. You invited the yetara in. That's much worse. That's even worse than just stop doing the nevira. That's even worse. You have a taiva, I understand. To invite the yetara in, to make yourself have a... That's worse. Interesting. The Ravid says, that's not what it's talking about. That's not what it's talking about. It's a totally different thing. He's talking about that... That's talking about Shechva Zera Levatola at all. It's talking about, listen to this, you want to be with your wife just because you're a Baltaiva. Not because you want to please her, not because you want to have children, not for any reason. I'll read what it says. L'misha Makasha Atzmo U'mashamesh Mitaso Below Kavana L'shem Mitzvah, not for Mitzvah, O L'achas Ha'u Kavanos Shetovos Shebe'inyan, or one of the other good reasons that there are. Other good reasons. Vein Yitzro Govro Love. You awaken your own taiva. Just to satisfy your own taivas. Right? And even though this is beheter, once you invite the yitzhar in, it'll become even beheter. That's very harsh. Okay. We're just regular people, right?
The rabbi says about his wife who's not doing everything he wanted. Well, at least she makes me, she eliminates my yetzahara. That's my function.
Aha, interesting. Ravami Omar, Nikra Avarion, you called an Avarion. Shekach Amunaso Shel Yetzahara, that's the pattern of the yetzahara. Hayom Amalo Otekach, first tells you to do a small little thing. First he tells you, don't say Kriyat Shema Lamita. A small thing he bothers you with. V'achar L'machar Amalo Otekach. Then you wake up in the morning, I didn't say Kriyas Mashal Mita, I'm such a Rasha. Hey, you know what, I'm not even going to daven today, what should I daven for? I'm ready a Rasha. And before you know it, right? By the way, that's how it happens. Nobody wakes up in the morning and becomes not religious. Doesn't happen like that. No, that doesn't happen, never happens like that. Doesn't wake up one morning, you know what, I'm throwing it all away. Doesn't happen like that. Happens slowly, right? Ulamachar omer lokach, ulamachar omer lokach, abad avodat gochavim, v'alach vovi. Then, you know what, don't bother going to shul, drive on Shabbos, before you know it. Doesn't mean Obadavod Azara in those days. Nobody today walks into a church. Doesn't happen. But it's the equivalent. They don't keep Shabbos anymore. What happened? One wakes up one morning, I'm not keeping Shabbos anymore. Doesn't happen like that. It's a slow, gradual process. Ikeda Amri, Amr of Ami, Kalamevi Atmo Dehirur, if somebody brings himself to these thoughts, Eino Machnisin Oso B'Mechitza Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not brought into the Mechitza of Hashem in the future. The Tziv Hasa, it says over here, Fayar Beini Hashem, that's Be'onin. Uksiv Hasa, and it says, lo kel chafetz rasha atalo yigurcha ra. Fine. From Rabbi Lazar, my dichsev. What does he want to say? Yidechem damim me'elu, elu hamanifim biyad. Those are the ones that make themselves mostly zero levatala biyad with their hands. Tana dvei Rabbi Shmuel, lo tinaf, says lo sinaf, which means lo teba niyof. You shouldn't have any niyof in you. Bein biyad, bein beregel, with your hands or with your feet. What does that mean with your feet? Not sure what that means. In the back. They have these shilas and tshuvas that come up. So the tshuva is, it's a crazy tshuva. Tshuva is, over here, are you allowed to put a chasen on your shoulders by a wedding? Because if he's on your shoulders, maybe he's going to get excited. Because he's, that's a what? Nothing else to think about, exactly. Tana Rabbanan, Hagerim, what? Hagerim, Gerim, v'amitzachkin b'tinokos, or you play with children, ma'akvin es ha-Mashiach. That holds Mashiach. Gerim holds Mashiach back. Now, before we get to the Geirim, Bishlam a Geirim, I understand why Geirim hold him back, Fidu Reb Chelbo, like Reb Chelbo said, Dam Reb Chelbo, Kushin Geirim, Lisbo, Kisapachas. Geirim are difficult for the Jewish people, like Sapachas is like Saras. What does that mean? So Rashi says, on the top wide line, Dichtiv, it says, Begeirim, V'nilva Hager Alehem, V'nispato Al Beith Yaakov, Lashon Sapachas. So you see the word Geir and Sapachas, which is some kind of Saras, go hand in hand. What's the issue? Shekashim Yisrael Kisapachas, it's hard on the Jews like a Saras. She'ain Bekiyim B'mitzvahs. They're not Baki. U'mevi'in Peronios. It causes problems. They're not Bekiyim. They don't know enough. And it causes problems. V'od, Shema Yilomdim Yisrael Maseyim, maybe Jews will learn from them. Right? Not to do it. And they won't be so medactic in halacha, like the Geir, not their fault, but just the way it is. Mipi Mori Hazakin. I heard that from my Rebbe. V'yesh Omer, Shekal Yisrael Arifim Zelazeh, that every Jew is responsible for every other Jew. And therefore what? And therefore, I'm judged for his averos, like every other Jew. I'm responsible. Vlav Milti says that's not true. Shalom is arvu b'shvil ha-gerim. When we had this arvus, doesn't include gerim. They're not included. Why? The amrina b'mesech sota nimta called echad miyisrael sheish meos elef v'shloshes lafim v'tav kuf nun brithos 603,550. That's the number of Jews. That's how many brithos there were. Shekulon is arvu zebazeh. They were all mixed up. Not mixed, no. Arev, all responsible for one another. Alma, Lonas, Arv, Alagerim. So not Gerim. So first he says, the reason is because we learn from them. Some wanted to say, because we're responsible for them. But that's not true. Because not responsible for them. Tosfos argues, he says, we are responsible for them. Right? We are responsible for them. And he says the heir of Rav was double the amount of the Jews, so we know exactly how many there were. So we are responsible for them. He rejects Rashi. What does he say over here? Yeah. And Tosfos gives another reason. The other reason is the exact opposite. Doesn't say it here. He says the exact opposite reason, because Geir make us look bad. Because they have so much excitement, and they have so much enthusiasm, and they're so careful about everything. Everything means so much to them. Right? I had a friend who was a Geir. He once got Glila. He thought he got Master Yonah. The guy. The guy got Glila once. He was, to us, Glila's like, we give it to the Ganavim Glila. Right? He was so impressed. He got so happy he got Glila once. Right? Because everything to them means so much. It's the exact opposite shot of Rashi. It's the opposite shot of Rashi. Ella, that's how I get that. And that causes the Gula to be delayed. Ella, but talking about Tinokos, my hey, what does that mean? You play with, what does that mean? Elam, it doesn't mean Mishkav Zachar. That's Mishkav Zachar. So the Bnei Tfilin, that's right, that's worse. That's Bnei Skila. If it's Mishkav Zachar, that's what you're doing. Ella Derech Evarim. What else do you do? What does that mean? You're touching them. So Bnei Nuvel Minu. Bnei Mabel Minu. It's a Mabel thing to do that. Ella Dinesivi Katanos Tlav Bnei Elude Ninu. What it means is you're marrying girls that can't have children. You're marrying somebody too young, she can't have children. Rashi says, you could have children, but she can't. So, Nimsa, call Batal Puruvu, call Yemekat Nimsa. Yemekat Puruvu for 5 years. She's 7 years old. So until she becomes able to have children, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
No, he waited.
What?
He waited.
Now, if anyone ever says that the Gemara doesn't have Kabbalah inside it, I would love to you explain to me this Gemara in a Nigla way. The Amar of Yossi, Ein Ben David Ba, David Melech won't show up, Ad Sheyuchlu Kol Neshamot Shebaguf, until all the souls of the Guf are depleted. What does that mean?
Right.
David Melech, the Mashiach won't come, until all the souls of the Guf are depleted, are emptied out.
How many are there?
What's the Guf?
A big pot or something?
Some big pot, right? In Shemayim somewhere, right? Shenemar, like it says, Ki Ruach Melefne Yatov, Vinishmos ani asisi. Okay? What on earth does that mean?
That's the chamber in heaven that's reserved for the souls waiting to be born.
Uh-huh.
That explains.
That's, then I understand what it means.
I understand.
Yeah. Tosfos asks, wait a minute.
Didn't come anytime, right?
Don't we have a Gemara that says that if we keep two Shabbases?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right? Look at this Tosfos. V'had amar ilmale shamru yisrael beith shabbosos mehar negolin. If we only keep two Shabbases, we would get redeemed. forget what's in the guf, forget what's still waiting in the guf, and be redeemed. So what does this Gemara mean? So Tosfos answers, Yesh Lomar, I don't know what it means is, that if we keep two Shabbases, Harbe Hayu Yolodos Bekeres Echad, everybody would have twins and triplets, and quadruplets, and then the guf will get emptied out right away, and then Mashiach can come. That's what Tosfos answers. Okay?
2,000 years ago, we can have
all the... Yeah. Right? Tosfos Rosh says, no. If you keep two Shabbases, then this gzera that Mashiach can't come until all the souls are emptied out, that goes away. Not that they'll both be fulfilled. This overrides that. Okay, either way. Right? It doesn't really work when you ask a nigla kasha on a nister gemara. Right? The gemara says all the souls... Yeah, but the gemara says over there... It's hard to ask a question like that. Now...
Gemara's got plenty of things like that.
What?
This is not the only example.
That's not the only example. It's one of the big examples. This is a very mystical gemara. Right? It's a very mystical gemara. What does that mean? All the souls are emptied out in the guf. Is there a certain number of souls in the guf? Are there a certain number of souls? Doesn't... What does that mean? Souls go back? It's no... No one knows what this means.
The gemara also doesn't address somebody like you married and your wife cannot... Either she couldn't or she cannot anymore have children.
Correct.
What's the story of the
post-menopause?
Correct. So no one says that. Right. Now, listen to this next gemara. It says, Ba'anoshim, and if men do this, tiksos, the hand should be cut off. So Yibayelahu, Dina Tanan, is that a din? The damn Amish hand should be cut off? Ola Tusa Tanan, which is a curse. Right? So Dina Tanan, it's a real din. Kiha de Rav Huna cuts the other. Rav Huna said, but that, I think that was by someone who stole money or something. Right? He was hitting people. He was hitting people. So Rav Huna said to cut his hand off, he's hitting people, right? Olutus Tanan, Tashma Tanya, Rabtar from Omer, Yad, 1 second, what is this?
To his
Omer Yad La'ama?
Yeah. Well, he extends his hand to his
Aver. Tixos Yado Al Taburo. His hand should be cut off on his stomach.
Or resting on his
stomach. Amalo, follow Kreso Nikvas, but if that happens, Divkat, if that happens, your stomach's going to get, I'm not 100% sure, I don't understand what's going on here. If that happens, your stomach is going to get cut open.
Because you're resting your hand
there. So Amalahen, Mutaf Tivaka, Kreso, Va'al Yerid Leber Shachat. Better to do that, better to have your same thing, than to go down to the Ber Shachat. If it doesn't make sense, if you're talking about the Ramash Adin, that's what we mean to say, and your stomach is also going to get wounded. But if it's just a curse, my kreisa nikvas, what does that mean? What does that mean? So Ella, my dina tanan, lo sagi delav al tiburo. What does that mean? Ella my dina tanan. Lo sagi delav al tiburo. Isn't it enough if it's not on your stomach? Why does it have to mention it on your stomach? Hachikam rav tarfon. Kolamachtas yodo lamata. Mitaburo tiksa. So if you put your hand below your stomach, it should be cut off. Amalor of Tarfon, Yashav lo coats, bekreso, if there's a thorn in your belly,
below the
belly, lo yitlena, don't take it, don't move it.
Yes, you shouldn't take it out.
Amalei lo, said no. Valo kreso nikvas, amalehen, that sounds okay. Mutav, yitav lo kreso, val yadi leber shachat. Better that than going to Gehenna. And that ends that fascinating Gemara. On a Meir Shapiro's yard site. Okay.
It's interesting that the Gemara starts talking about women, and how they can be praised, but then the whole thing after that is about the men.
That one word about the women. Yeah. That one word. Yeah.
That was a postscript.
What?
That was a postscript.
What was the postscript?
This last Gemara.
What do you mean postscript?
This whole Shakavataria.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Mishnah. Hachareshes. A woman who is a chareshes, means she can't hear. Hashota, unfortunately she's a little crazy. Suma, she's blind. Or, shenitrafa daita, this is different than shota. She's depressed, she's preoccupied, she can't get her bearings, but she's not crazy. Right? Im yesh lahem pikhos, if there's an aide who can help her, mitakanos, O son, helps her out, does a bedika with her, vehein ochos mitshuma, then they can eat shuma. Right? Need someone to help her, she can't do it herself. So, chareshes, why can't someone who can't hear check herself? Titanya, Amarab, Rabbi, Charesh Atayso Bishkunaso. There was a deaf woman in the neighborhood. Lo Dayesh of Dekas Atma. She couldn't check herself. El Shachavro Ser Rose Umarisla. She checked herself, and then she had someone help her out. So what? So Tana Hasam Midaberes Veino Shamas. Now there she was able to speak, but she couldn't hear. Once you're able to speak, by the way, the reason why the Gemara thinks that a Cheresh doesn't have any das is because they couldn't communicate. People can be a Cheresh, they can be very, very brilliant. They can't communicate. But if you can speak, you can communicate. We're talking about a woman who can't speak and can't communicate and can't hear, can't communicate. So they have a status of a but no das. That's a status, even if it's not 100% true. Again, a 12-year-old with Vilna Gaon who was 12 years old was smarter than all of us put together in the room. Here's the status of someone that didn't have any das. Couldn't count them for a minion, and he doesn't have any das. Right? Why? That's what the Torah says. Kidatan. Cheresh A cheresh in all places in Shas means you can't speak and you can't hear. So you can't communicate and therefore you have no das. Hasuma. But what can a blind woman do bedika? She can check herself and show it to someone else. You're right. Amar Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Suma Eino Mishnah. That shouldn't have been in the Mishnah. It's a mistake. Right? But Nitzra Vadaita, Tahainu Shota, is that the same thing as a Shota? So Gemara says, no. Nitzra Vadaita, Machmas Choli. No, that's a different kind of illness. So that's if she's sick, she's illness, she's depressed, whatever it is, her illness is. Shota means a definitional, you're a halachic Shota, which is a different thing. Tanarabanan. Kohen Shota, if he's a Kohen Shota, not Bilanoso, you dunk him in the mikvah. Umachilanoso Truma Le'erev. You can give him Truma when it comes nighttime. Umashamanoso Shlo Yishan. He can't fall asleep. Yishan, Tamei. If he falls asleep, he's automatically Tamei. Why? Because we're afraid maybe he had Zera, and then he's Tamei. Lo Yishan Tar. If he doesn't have any sleep, then he consider him his Tar. A regular guy who's a Kohen, we assume, the Aruch Haner says, that he'll know whether or not that happened,
yeah.
And he'll know, and therefore, when he went to sleep, he'll know, and therefore, then he could say, oh, look what happened to me last night, I'm very sorry, I'm Tommy now. So he'll know, but a Shota doesn't know. Rabbi Eliezer, Berb Tavik Omer, Osin Lo Kis Shal Or. We make him some leather kind of pouch, so we can check and see, is any Zara in there, right? So, Omer Lo, Kol Shkin Shemevi Lidei Chil, it's for sure going to make it happen. So Amalehem Ledivrechem, according to you, Shota Emel Takana. Shota has no out. He has no way to save himself. Every night he goes to sleep, he wakes up in the morning, he's tummy. So Amrulo Ledivrenu Yashan Tame Lo Yashan Tar. Amrulo Ledivrenu Yashan Tame Lo Yashan Tar. But if he's awake, he's tar. Ledivrecha Shema Yiratipa Kachardel Vitibla Bekis. Maybe he'll have a drop come out and it got absorbed into the leather and you never saw it. So what kind of answer? It also doesn't help. How are you going to check a Shota?
So, Hatana Mishom Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Osin Lo Kis Shel Matachas.
You make some kind of metal kiss, which doesn't absorb. I don't know how a person goes to sleep like that. Amru Abaya Shel Nechoshes. Make sure it's made out of copper. I don't know what that is. What kind of thing is that?
Kidatanya, Yehuda Omer, Ronoso Givolin Shel Ezov, Kilhen Shel Nechoshes. He looked at the Ezov grass as if it was like Nechoshes, meaning it doesn't absorb. Amru of Papa, Shma Mina. You see from here, Nichnathayim Asurim.
You can't wear pants. You can't wear pants. Why can't you wear pants? Because it's going to make you chimum.
Right.
You shouldn't wear pants. I vaktiv. Doesn't say the kohanim wore pants.
You can't wear briefs.
V'asalehem nichnasei bad l'chasos basar erva. They wore pants, the kohanim. Right? Hahu kidatanya nichnasei kohanim l'mahedomin kimin pamlanya shal prashim l'mayla. It was some kind of cloth on top. I'm a thayim till you're to your loins, lamata ad yerechayim, till your thighs, v'yeshlam shnatzim, had a string, v'yelam lo beis hanekev lo beis erva. It didn't have a special pocket for the erva. That's the pants that are usher. That's what Papa's talking about. He's not talking about pants. He's talking when you have a special pocket just for the aver, that could cause chimum, and that could cause zera. But just regular pants, not an issue. With the kahana more, was not an issue. Okay? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.